I'm Bob.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got to tell you guys something. I really liked History Channel's Ultimate Guide to the Presidents. Did any of you guys see that? Where basically it was this four-day miniseries. I know American Idol was on. I know. Well, hopefully you taped one of them. I get that. But they had for 4 days, Tuesday through Friday, the American Guide to the President. So they went back from George Washington, obviously, all the way to Barack Obama. And, I listened through the whole thing. I did. I watched every piece of it. And, it was just fascinating. Fascinating to see how they depicted the presidents and how they highlighted them. And I was looking for biases, and it was actually fairly neutral. I mean, if not, even a little bit more conservative leaning in that, you know, they gave a lot of time to Ronald Reagan, a lot more time to Ronald Reagan than, let's say, Clinton, or they gave a lot of time to Eisenhower. So somebody could claim that. But overall, to me, it just seemed extremely neutral, and it was very accurate. Because I love history, and I study history a lot. And if they replay it, I strongly urge you to watch this. Number one is, for those of us that had to sit through and learn about all the presidents, and, you know, there was Andrew Jackson, but then there was also an Andrew Johnson, and then there was Coolidge and Van Buren. And for some of us that were like, okay, wait a second, I forgot who did what, it was extremely bulleted the way they went through it. And so it's very easy to pick up some salient points with each president. One thing that struck me was FDR. We had talked about FDR. We talk about FDR a lot on the show from a medical standpoint, where FDR was one of the first presidents where we publicly knew about his high blood pressure and medications that he was taking. He was taking the diuretics, and he was known at the time to have died of a hemorrhagic stroke due to his high blood pressure. And then about a year and a half ago, reports came out saying we believe President FDR had actually died from malignant melanoma. And the media really didn't talk about this. Nobody really, you know, was interested in the news except for me, you know. And I go back and I see photos of FDR, and you could see the melanoma above his left eyebrow. We've talked about this and how dark it was. But I wasn't convinced that he had died from malignant melanoma, because a death from a cancer, you'll see some waning and some emaciation. You would see some changes. And I was, having difficulty finding pictures of FDR in his later pregnancy, in which he didn't look unhealthy. Well, actually, during this Ultimate Guides to the President show, when they showed him in his final, they didn't say if it was his final couple weeks or final months. He does. He has to look like somebody who was suffering from cancer. He did look emaciated. He did look like he lost a significant amount of weight. And even though makeup did cover up the mole that was above his right eye, left eyebrow, every now and then there was some footage where you could see it, and it was extremely pronounced. And it's a shame. It's a shame to think that our president of the United States back then in the 30s and 40s could, have a mass growing, and doctors at the time couldn't, you know, fight it. I mean, again, it is melanoma. We still today in 2013 struggle with fighting melanoma. But I found that to be fascinating. I also found it to be fascinating how other presidents handled the economy. For example, the president right before Coolidge. Oh, are you kidding me? Was it Woodrow Wilson? Woodrow Wilson was World War I. And then I believe there was, I apologize, the president right between Woodrow Wilson and Calvin Coolidge decided to raise taxes up to 73%. And I apologize if I don't have my history down. I mean, you got to admit, here I am trying to relearn my presidents in 4 days. But the president had, at the time, right before the Roaring Twenties, raised taxes, right, to 73%. For wealthy individuals, 3%. Calvin Coolidge comes in, says, to heck with this, starts to lower tax rates. Here comes the spending. Here comes the roaring 20s. You know, so you watch, you know, you watch the mistakes presidents made, and then you watch the successes presidents make, and you just kind of wonder, and you scratch your head going, you know, did President Obama watch the show? I mean, did he read any history books? Now, something that I found very fascinating, many of you guys have already heard this study, but I just learned about it recently, and so I apologize if I'm a year and a half late, but for those of you who are, you know, with me on this one where you're late, there was a professor who decided to do a redistribution socialism experiment with his students. And actually, this has been replicated a few times, where a bunch of college students were for socialism, where, you know, the wealthy redistributes their wealth and shares it and, quote, unquote, pays their fair share, et cetera. So the college students in the room, very excited about it. Look, when I went to college, I was progressive like that as well, even though I was a huge Reagan fan and I felt conservative. You know, when you're in college and, you know, Bill Clinton comes to speak to you, you get swept away, you know. But so college students are sitting there going, absolutely, yeah, great, great, love socialism, sounds good. So then what the college professor did, and I apologize if I'm not giving the details right, but he decides, okay, then what we're going to do is we're going to do an experiment with your grades, okay? We're going to average everybody's grade. So those of you that do well will probably get lower grades. Those of you that don't do well will get higher grades. So, you know, the college students are like, yeah, fine, yeah, whatever. So he goes and he you know, administers the test, and the slackers in the class that got D's and F's end up actually, because he was redistributing the grades and the grade points, they ended up with C's. They were pretty happy. The students getting A's and B's got lower grades, lost some of their points, and they didn't like that too much. They're like, is this grade real? I mean, is this really going to count? He's like, well, you guys said, you know, you're for it. Let's, yeah, absolutely, it counts. All right, so the A and B students, who obviously worked harder and studied for the test, get a little grumpy. Next time the test came into play, another test, the A and B students said, well, to heck with this. I'm not going to work that hard. If I'm going to get a C no matter what, I'm not going to work that hard. People who didn't study still didn't study. The whole total grade now lowered down to a D. Does socialism work? It works when you don't think you're paying. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to my buddy Kyle, who is working the dials. And yes, he is my buddy. We're buddies. Yeah, we're buddies. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Thank you so much. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so it was Woodrow Wilson who did increase the top income tax rate to 77%. It was Woodrow Wilson, but Harding, as well as Coolidge, start to bring that sucker down. All right. Thank you. Very good. And then came the Roaring Twenties. Okay. I thought I was going crazy for a second there. All right. Richard from Henderson writes, Doctor, sorry, but I want to spread the wealth. Ha ha. I have health insurance and my wife and brother do not. Why can't I get their prescriptions when I go to the doctor and assist two people without health insurance? Oh, Richard, you are so sweet. Yeah, that's called insurance fraud. No, you can't do that. Yeah, thank you for wanting to spread the wealth. That was really nice of you. That's sweet. Yeah, it's insurance fraud. You can't do that. Yeah, and I know a lot of you do. You know, you're like, my hubby doesn't have health insurance, my wife doesn't have health insurance, give me an extra Tamiflu, give me, yeah, I know, I mean, unfortunately, that is considered insurance fraud. It stinks, but you know what, I'm sure the fact that you want to spread the wealth, and whether you were being facetious or not, I'm sure Biden and Obama would be pretty proud of you with that. Yeah, I mean, how are you guys doing out there? I mean, is it, you know, getting better like the rest of the country, the liberal media says it is, or are you guys still struggling. I'm still seeing my high deductibles, and most of my patients still don't have health insurance. So I still haven't seen anything different. I'm, you know, here we are. It's January 2013, and I'm not seeing any improvement. Another payroll went by. Another payday went by. You know, paychecks were smaller. More taxes were paid. So kind of frustrating, guys. How to stay positive. We got to stay positive, people. So let me see if I got some good medical news, just something that'll keep you guys positive and happy. Well, I don't know if this is going to make anybody happy. Some of us like Puck from Glee, right? Mark Salling, the good-looking guy. He's supposed to be Jewish. Puckerman, very sexy. Apparently, he is a womanizer in real life. From what we understand, he's been sued by a woman who claims he committed sexual battery by forcing sex without a condom. Roxanne Gorzella is, 35 years old, and Puckerman is now 30. Don't you love it how, Corey Monteith, what does he play? Finn's like 30 years old. Don't you love it when these people are like 30, right? They're starting to go into middle age, and they're playing high school students or postgraduate high school, college students. Anyway, so apparently she says in March 2011, she consented to having sex with Puckerman, Mark, but only with a condom. Apparently Mark proceeded without the condom. All right. And I can't go into the actual action, but he inserted without the condom. She claims she objected. Now, why would I even bring this up and waste everybody's time? Most of you don't watch Glee anyway. Because this could be a very, very interesting lawsuit and a precedent as such for those of you who are, let's say, in bed, you know, or I don't know, backseat of a car, kitchen table, what have you. And you are undressed, and you decide at the last minute the condom. I think we've all been there, right? No, I'm a good girl. In theory, I can understand the situation, okay? What I don't understand about this woman is it sounds to me she was already naked at the time. So if you're already at that point, and then you decide seconds before condom time, all right, there's probably a 50% chance that the condom's not going to get on and the process is going to continue, okay? And that's what she's suing for. Now, my question to her is why didn't they already make the specifications to all the negotiations before they started to get naked? All right, I mean, I remember when I was dating, not me, but my best friend, when she was dating, she would say, all right, do you have the condom? And that was when it was 5 o'clock at night and they were just going to dinner. Okay? That's what my friend told me. You know, you need... My husband listens to the show. Okay? You gotta cover me on this one, guys. All right? Now, that would stink. What if one of my callers was an old boyfriend? And you notice I haven't given out the number. I'm not giving out the number to the radio show, all right? If you guys want to call in, sorry. Now, our number is 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. It'll be a fake boyfriend if he does call, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But anyway, this is where this could be an issue, okay? All right, so is it forced sex? Is it sexual assault if you're already in that position? I'm going to assume she was on the bottom, right? He was on top. You're already in that position, and 2 seconds before the act is supposed to commence, not foreplay. We don't really count that a lot of times, and many of my prior boyfriends didn't even think about it. It wasn't even a thought. Is that assault if you were already right there, knees open, legs in the air, right? Is that still assault? It probably is. Okay, if somebody says no at any point in the act, my impression is you have to stop. And if you don't stop, it's assault. So she may actually have the case. But then men out there, all right, or I guess women, but that probably wouldn't fly in court because they don't have the penis. But anyway, so men, don't think just because you're already right there in the act, two angstroms away, that they can't get you later for assault? Or what if nobody asked you to wear a condom? Can they later say you didn't wear a condom? Now I could sue you for assault or charge you. So be careful, guys. You know, I would super glue one to you, right? Just in case you drink too much and you change your mind. And, I guess maybe take a picture as proof. I don't know. How do you protect yourself legally if you were a guy like this? Again, this was a 35-year-old woman, whatever. But you see, she wasn't going to complain and she wasn't going to sue, from what I understand, until she went to his house a few days later and he was in bed with another woman. So that's the scoop there. But, I like to watch these lawsuits pretty closely because, we may joke about it and, be talking about how, Glee is starting to go downhill now that Mercedes isn't there singing, because I thought she was an amazing singer like, Michelle Lee and, whatever. And we could debate who has the best voice and we could joke around about Puckerman, et cetera. But what we're having right now is a lawsuit that's going to now be investigating if you are about to go into the act, you don't wear a condom, and somebody claims they said no, whether they did or not, are you going to be, liable? And just think before you, I got to come up with something cute. Blink, think before you have sex. Okay, sorry, I'm not that creative. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another story that we covered this week that was pretty significant. I don't have it in front of me right now, but this is from memory because I, I'm pretty lucid right now this time of day. One of the widows of a gentleman who was shot at the Aurora, Colorado shooting movie theater is now suing Dr. Fenton, the psychiatrist who had seen James Holmes prior to the shooting. Now, the widow, I believe 12 people were killed, multiple people injured in the Aurora, Colorado shooting that occurred July 20th at the Dark Knight Rising premiere. The widow was suing Fenton for breach of duty, saying Dr. Fenton knew he could be a threat and didn't do anything about it. Now, if you guys kind of remember what happened with James Holmes, Colorado, all right, he was seeing her for some time. We still don't have a lot of the information because of patient-doctor confidentiality, and there was a journal sent to her, et cetera. But from what we understand, she did tell a team at the university that she thought that that she had some concerns about him. She herself didn't go to the police, kind of similar to the Penn State thing. She herself did not go to the police. She went to the team. I think for the relationship between her and James Holmes was severed either by him leaving the university or she severed it. I'm not sure. But what is going to be brought up in court is that James Holmes had told his psychiatrist that he had been fantasizing about killing people. Now, as a family doctor, myself, right, and somebody also pretty well trained in psychology with the particular program I went to through the University of Nevada, Reno, I mean, we were taught, right away, anybody describes any homicidal ideation or suicidal ideation or et cetera, you get the authorities involved. You put them on hold. Because she didn't put James Holmes on a 72-hour hold, she's in breach of duty. Now, what does this mean for the psychiatric profession, and are people going to open up if they think they're going to be put on hold? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to go to my website at drdahlia.com and check out the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. It is going to be a phenomenal trip this summer. Please go to my website and check that out. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got Ray on the line. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I think most doctors should be on salary because they don't do what's in the best interest for their patients.
Mm-hmm. How so?
Because they're motivated by doing what the drug companies tell them to, such as pushing drugs on people with side effects instead of trying natural alternatives.
Do you believe that, though? I mean, do you believe that? I mean, so you've never met a doctor who was into the garlic, into you using olive oil, into you, eating fruits and vegetables. You've really never met a doctor that welcomed natural type things for your health and nutrition? Really?
The ones that I've had to deal with, the people who were in positions of authority who, in order for me to get funding or whatever, I had to deal with these doctors. They were the ones who were always pushing drugs. There are a lot of doctors out there who will talk about things, but I've had to deal with neurologists, specialists, people with fibromyalgia, and none of them were willing to promote natural alternatives.
So what do you do? Can I ask you? Because it sounds like you must deal with something in the medical field, neurological. What do you do?
Well, I've had epilepsy for 30 years.
Oh my!
So, I've dealt with all kinds of doctors, and it's turned into fibromyalgia. So I've had to deal with specialists and medical doctors and finding out if people aren't medical doctors.
Mm-hmm.
There's a monopoly on medicine, and if you're not an MD, you can't get things done the way you wanted to because medical doctors have a monopoly on medical.
Now, let me ask you something. Let me ask you a question because I'd love to learn here. What out there natural can help epilepsy?
Well, things like avoidance of things that I'm allergic to.
No. But in terms of treatment, because remember, if you're epileptic, you're right. But what I'm saying is, let's say you suffer from seizures, and in order for you to drive and be able to, you know, drive around a school, and I'm not trying to put you on the defensive. I'm trying to learn here. What out there is a natural anti-epileptic? Because I don't know of a neurologist, if you have active seizures, who will withhold medical treatment for you to try something over the counter or nutritional. What have you seen studies on that'll help prevent your epileptic seizures?
Well, I've done a lot of reading, but most of it I've learned through trial and error, through my own personal trial and error. So I know what works for
great,
me.
Great. I'd love to know what out there could stop an epileptic seizure naturally. I'd love to know.
Well, it's sort of a roundabout way. It's not actually stopping a seizure.
All right, but I'm sorry, Ray, I don't want to interrupt you. That is why a neurologist or your internist or your family doctor, your PA nurse practitioner, and thank you for your call, Ray, I appreciate it. That is why they're going to recommend a medication. There is no way I would be able to hold on to my license longer than 5 seconds if you were having frequent seizures and I didn't give you a medication. I would be out of I would be kicked out of the medical community. And it's not because I'm sleeping with somebody in the pharmaceutical companies. Although it has been rumored, never true. So God bless you for trying to look at complementary medicine, alternative medicine. I dig that stuff. I think it's great. And I do think it needs to be investigated more. And I do think it needs to be implemented into a doctor's medical regimen. But if there is not a natural remedy that'll stop somebody from seizing, and we all know a seizure could lead to death, then you will never find an active MD or DO who's licensed, board certified, withhold a pharmaceutical while you're seizing. You're not going to see that. And I don't want something like that misconstrued that people are having sex with the drug reps. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Dana on the line from Pennsylvania. Dana, what's going on?
Tell you what, glad you explained what you just explained. Excuse me, I've got a frog in my throat, and I need a natural remedy to take care of it. I don't mean to be a smart person about that, but, I get so frustrated on talk radio, which I rarely listen to. I just have to catch you on the Seek and Scan.
Thank you.
But thank you for straightening that fellow out about that. Because basically, whenever I listen to talk radio, before my stomach gets totally turned, all liberals are atheists and all conservatives are wacky. And, it's just so frustrating to paint with a broad brush like that. I have been, I see both DOs and I see MDs, and I have been around DOs and MDs where I heard a quacking noise. So I got the hell out. You know, that was my first and last visit. And for them to say, for anyone to call up and say that they're in bed with the drug companies, either literally or as a metaphor, yes, that happens. But I have a DO who, unless I'm at death's door or if I were having a seizure, that's the meds I get. I was in the hospital with pneumonia, and I was treated by a DO, and I was given the meds that were necessary for the pneumonia. Mm-hmm. And for someone to call up and just paint a broad brush like that,
it happens. And thank you, Dana, for your call. I really appreciate it. But, you know, I mean, also, you know, in Ray's defense, if God forbid I had epilepsy and I had a condition for decades and I had to see multiple doctors, it does wax and wane on you. I mean, I do understand that there is a lot of frustration. Even though I'm a doctor and even though I'm a conservative, I do understand there's this frustration that healthcare is not going to be fixed anytime soon. And when the liberal media portrays doctors are behind that and doctors are a part of it because if they have an ultrasound machine, they'll order more ultrasounds, or if they have a treadmill machine, they'll order more treadmills. You know, people listen to this on a day-by-day basis every day, and they start to think, well, you know, doctors do make more money than the average person, and it just starts to harbor ill feelings, you know, et cetera. But the big problem we have here is even if somebody like me, who loves alternative medicine, complementary medicine. I opened my practice with my husband, who's a chiropractor, Dr. Corey Wax, and then Stu Curry, who is an MD, who also decided to learn and get a degree in homeopathy and acupuncture. Even though I welcome it, and I think it is something we should highly pursue, if I don't think I'm going to be protected, right, in a court, or I don't think my patient will live through a condition, I can't put my whole, you know, treatment plan behind it. You know, I would love to think that blueberries is the cure to Alzheimer's, but they aren't. Blueberries help memory. That's great. But we do have some medicines out there that may slow down the progression of Alzheimer's. I may not even know what pharmaceutical company is behind the drug. But if I think the drug is safe and I think the drug has some merit and could do something, I don't want to withhold it from my patient just because of my personal beliefs being for alternative and complementary medicine. I love the idea of chiropractic or acupuncture for fibromyalgia and, you know, back pain. I love that. But if I have a person in pain, I'll give them a pain medicine. Who am I to invoke my personal beliefs onto patients just because I love complementary medicine? But the same thing happens the other way. Don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some good news for some of you that take Viagra. It has actually been found to help fight fat. Now, for those of you that don't listen to me during the week, and my show is live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon every day Pacific time, and then, of course, on Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time, we were discussing just about a week ago how researchers are dying to find a medication or a chemical that could convert white fat back to brown fat. Remember we talked about brown fat a while back on the show, how brown fat is what a lot of kids have and infants have, and it burns energy and it increases metabolism, and the brown fat's the good fat. The white fat is what we start to get as adults, and it starts to go around our stomachs and into our tushy and upper thighs and lower thighs and right under the chin, which I really don't understand why, and makeup can never cover up. And that's our white fat. And so they were just talking about a week ago how researchers are dying to find something that'll convert white fat to brown fat, and that could be the key to fighting obesity. Fascinating stuff. Well, researchers found Viagra has a very desirable side effect. They think sildenafil, which is Viagra, right, the brand name to Viagra main component, they say not only can, of course, help erectile dysfunction and increase blood flow to the corpus cavernosum of the penis, etc., but they found in mice it converted some of their white fat cells to brown. Now, before we get all excited about this, again, they only studied it in rats and mice, and so those of us sitting here going, well, I'll start popping Viagra, they're telling us to hold off and wait. You know, they still have to do more studies. But that is, to me, one of the keys to pharmaceutical treatment of obesity. It's not just giving you an anorexic, because after a while, your mind, you know, gets tolerant to the anorexic, the diet pills, and then you end up, if you go off the anorexic, you know, eating, you know, your same habits anyway. So if they are going to pharmaceutically figure out what the hell to do with obesity, this type of research is where they need to go and where they need to go pretty quickly. Do I think Viagra is the answer? I don't know. We really don't have it around the house. My husband doesn't need Viagra. See, he doesn't. See, I just, you know what he does? He listens to a segment of the Dr. Dahlia show and he's good to go. Okay, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We say goodbye to Dear Abby. Dear Abby, if it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't be on the radio. Laura Schlesinger had inspired me years ago, Dr. Dina Dell. You know, these people that will answer questions and give advice. You know, she was one of the foremothers of the let's help our readers and viewers movement. And Pauline Phillips was the daughter of Russian Jewish immigrants, and she later took on the pseudonym Abigail Van Buren. Back in the 50s, when she was 37 years old, she's from Iowa, had a twin sister who also later had a column, Ann Landers. And Dear Abby was read by all of us. I mean, even men read Dear Abby. So for those of you men going, this is a girly piece, I don't need to listen. Oh, come on, you read Dear Abby too. So we say goodbye to her. She did suffer from Alzheimer's. She died peacefully, from what I understand, at age 94. FDA also approves a new egg-free flu vaccine. It's called FluBlock, manufactured in a way that bypasses the need for the virus to be grown in chicken eggs. The FDA said the timing of the decision for them to rapidly approve it has nothing to do with the flu season. That's what they claim. It's developed by a company called Protein Sciences, and representatives say the vaccine could be available within the coming weeks to better aid the current flu pandemic. I always get nervous when the FDA rushes something through. You know, I wouldn't like something just tested for a little while longer, but we do have a lot of people allergic to eggs. Can't take the flu shot, like that kid in New Jersey who can't go back to school because he's allergic to eggs, and mom and dad don't want to give him the flu shot and have him go into anaphylaxis, but the doctor only wrote egg allergy. Still could possibly get the flu vaccine. We could challenge him, etc. And so, I mean, it covers his butt. I get that. I mean, you know, you say a kid can't get the flu shot when he actually can, in theory. Kid gets the flu and, you know, has some, long-term sequelae or dies, you're in trouble as a doctor. So, you know, I understand him trying to cover his butt with that. But we do have a problem where people that are allergic to chicken eggs or those proteins could have a problem with the flu shot, and then they can't get the flu shot. So this is pretty cool. All right, for those of you that hate pharmaceutical companies, again, nobody else is coming out with this stuff. All right, so I want to quickly go back to what's going on with the lawsuit from a widow of the Aurora, Colorado shooting. Now, Dr. Lynn Felton, like I said earlier in the show, was the psychiatrist who saw James Holmes prior to the shooting. And from what I understand, I think she saw him for about a good month. And the reason why a widow of one of the deceased from the shooting is suing her is because of breach of duty. All right. Apparently, she was told by James Holmes that he fantasized about killing people, and she didn't put him under 72-hour hold, which is kind of the standard of care for a psychiatrist if somebody admits that they want to kill somebody. Now, the reason why we discussed this at depth earlier this week is the next movement that has to take place is our mental health expansion, our mental health screening, and how we're going to identify people who could be possible shooters. Now, this lawsuit teaches all of us that if you have a patient that admits something to you, like they could kill somebody, you don't just go and tell a team at the university, you need to go to the police. All right, and I think most of us in the medical community could agree with that. Lynn probably should have contacted the police. It was very easy for us to say, being Monday morning quarterback, seeing, well, he goes and shoots up and kills multiple people and injures multiple people. Yes, you should have gone to the police. All right, absolutely. I think we're all in agreement. But this goes now a little deeper. People who go to a psychiatrist, all right, many times they don't want to open up. They think the psychiatrist is going to write something down, or they think the psychiatrist or the family doc or internist, PA, nurse, practitioner, whatever, is going to use that information against them. And many of these healthcare providers and mental health workers need to engage the patient and have them entrust them. And many times they will say, look, okay, I promise I won't write this down. Please tell me. Please open up. Some of the best psychiatrists have been able to get somebody who's never been able to open up. But what did they have to promise in return? That they wouldn't tell anybody? That they wouldn't write it down? So if doctors are now not going to be able to use that technique, look, I promise I'm not going to write it down. Just please talk to me so I can help you. If doctors are obviously going to be liable, if the person decides to go out and, you know, start going on a shooting spree, and doctors are going to have to stop that and now immediately do 72-hour hold, are we going to have people open up? This is going to be very, very public. And anybody going to a psychiatrist will know that if they say anything about how they want to kill their wife or they hate their mother, etc., that the doctor is going to put them under a 72-hour hold. Even though in the medical community that's appropriate for them to do. How many sessions go on where somebody goes, you know, look, I don't want you to write this down. I got to be honest with my feelings. Sometimes I want that person dead. Saying that, if they think they're going to be put under a police hold, or now possibly be a suspect, they're not going to open up. Oh, doc, I'm doing fine. Thank you. Just give me the pills. I'm fine. All right. How are we going to increase screening and try to identify people if patients are going to be in fear that they're going to be under a 72-hour hold if they open up? I don't know how this is going to work. And I agree. James Holmes, he shouldn't have been on a 72-hour hold. This boy should have been locked up for decades. I mean, from what I understand, what he possibly told her, that was enough to lock him up in a mental institution for good. All right. And unfortunately, it didn't happen and he went shooting. But now that doctors are going to be very, very ready and on alert to put people in this hold, I don't think we're going to have a lot of people opening up. And now how are we going to screen and find them? This is going to be tricky. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you on Monday. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and download our free iPhone and Android app. God bless, guys. Please be safe.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural non-explosive 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.